This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the many other traditions this time of year brings with it is a distinct rise in the number of requests that we all get for charitable contributions. Makes sense, 'tis the season and all that. And a lot of groups use in-house staff to raise their money. Some charities, though, rely on for-profit telemarketing and direct mail companies to get it done. That in and of itself is a billion-dollar industry in which not everybody is upfront about who they are and where the donations are going to go. Kendall Taggart has our story.
Back in April 2010, a secretary in Des Moines named Kathy Smith got a call from a man who said he was from the Vietnam Veterans of Iowa.
We just want to thank you for always helping the local VAs and our local veterans here in Des Moines. And the vets wanted me to salute you and say God bless if I could. You know, they really did love you for it, ma'am.
The man explained he was raising money as part of an annual campaign to help military veterans in Des Moines. But the caller wasn't from a veterans group, and the call wasn't placed in Iowa. It came from an office in Michigan run by Associated Community Services. ACS is one of the country's largest for-profit fundraising companies. The group raised $40 million in 2011 from thousands of small donors nationwide.
Where are you located then?
Our headquarters for the charity is here in your home city.
But there was deception on both sides. The woman on the other end runs an undercover phone line for the Iowa Attorney General's office. State investigators use calls like this one to determine that telemarketers lied to potential donors. So far, they've banned more than a dozen telemarketing companies from operating in Iowa, including ACS. Steve St. Clair heads the state's Consumer Protection Division.
The primary recipients are older Iowans, and so you're talking people of retirement age.
His office found that the company's most prolific donors were 69 or older. Other states are now paying attention to how Iowa has cracked down on deceptive fundraising. But those states don't want to be identified because they might tip off potential targets.
I don't miss doing it at all anymore. I don't miss because you got to have a soul and a conscience. When you work there, you can't have one.
John Abraham worked at ACS for 4 years alongside hundreds of telemarketers. Abraham and other former ACS employees told us first-time donors became targets for dozens of future calls. Some donors were called twice a day for two different charity clients, in the morning for breast cancer and in the evening for veterans.
Like, you tell them, we're only doing this campaign once a year. You'll call them back in a month.
I think I felt sorry for them, thinking it was such a terrible job that they had to call people all the time.
Erling Williams is a 74-year-old retired child care provider who unintentionally ended up on ACS's hot list. She donated 21 times to 9 different charities represented by the company.
I think I had a hard time saying no.
Very little of the money Williams donated actually went to charity. That's because ACS keeps between 80 and 85 cents of every dollar donated, according to contracts filed with state regulators. For now, Iowans shouldn't be receiving any calls from ACS while the ban is in place. But the company is appealing the ruling. ACS declined interview requests but said it had not misled donors.
I do like to give, but I expect honesty, and I'm finding that it's not the case in lots of these situations.
Williams says she now carefully screens her calls and only gives directly to groups she's familiar with. In Des Moines, Iowa, I'm Kendall Taggart for Marketplace.